USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia. State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, found Travis McMichael and his father, Craig McMichael, guilty on nearly all counts, including felony murder, surrounding the February 2020 shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. McMichael's neighbor, William Bryan, was also found guilty of felony murder. 7 hours after being named Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of right-leaning the Sweden Democrats. The final vote was 154 to 143. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With the amount of travelers on the roads for the next few days, let's be sure to stay alert out there. Remember the good old days when your kids could call Santa on a 1-800 number and chat with old Saint Nick? Well, Thanksgiving has now stepped up to the plate.
It's the 40th year of the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
That's what you'll hear when you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Talkline Supervisor Carol Miller saying on Thanksgiving some 10,000 people phone in and the number one question asked is about thawing your turkey. Patience is key if you call the turkey tip line.
All turkey experts are assisting other callers. For self-service options to frequently asked questions, press 1. Or visit butterball.com.
Turkey tips also will be posted on social media. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
President Biden attempting to ease American minds before jetting off on Thanksgiving holiday. He's telling the American people he needs his massively expensive social spending bill, or Build Back Better, to bring inflation down. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News you cannot buy your way out of inflation.
Everything costs more is my take. A lot of the American people understand it. You want to buy a home, it costs more. You want to rent an apartment, it costs more. To put food on the table, it costs more. To put gas in your car, it costs more. To buy a Thanksgiving turkey or Christmas presents, it all costs more. And what is Joe Biden doing? Hanging out on Nantucket at a billionaire's house eating lobster. I mean, the American people get how bad this administration is. And to have Joe Biden just a few weeks ago say something as dumb as he did, where he said, if we spend $2 trillion more, it will help inflation. There's not a sane person on the planet who believes that. This bill, if it does pass here in the Senate, let's hope it doesn't, it's only going to exacerbate the 31-year high inflation rate we're currently experiencing. So the American people get it, and that's why 71% of the country think we're on the wrong track.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
This is a time to put politics aside, spend time with your loved ones, and talk about what you're grateful for. The American people can be assured that he will continue to press to lower their costs and ensure they have more breathing room.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. You can find out more by visiting us at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.